jump up, get down. Come dance with Elmo. We're moving our body to the ABCs. Dance nearby. Wow. Dance far away. Now clap your hands to the letter of the day. Clap, clap. What's the letter? Clap, clap. What's the letter? Clap, 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 clap.
What's the letter? What's the letter? What's the letter? What's the letter? What's
the letter? The letter of the day is...
It's the letter of the day. It's the letter of the day.
Hi, this is Lily Hyatt, and you're listening to Perfectly Good Podcast.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. And welcome to a brand new episode of Perfectly Good Podcast, the only podcast on the internet that is going through every John Hyatt song in alphabetical order. I am so thrilled, but tonight we're wrapping up a letter. Actually, two letters.
Yeah.
So they're
falling like dominoes, and part of me is just enjoying the ride so much that I'm not looking too far ahead or too far behind. But also, it's like, how did we get to the F? We're going to be like in the middle of the alphabet now.
Yeah. So we only had two E songs. So we decided we'd wait and do E's and F's together. So you've got just a few facts about the letters and songs we've covered. As we're wrapping up the F's, let's talk about, you've got some just the facts.
Yeah, for the F's, we had 14 songs spanning 13 albums. So again, it just tells you how long John's career has been, that just the F's ranged in years from 1974 to 2014, 30 years worth of songs and 13 albums. And we seem to be using our scale quite well. I won't give myself all the credit for that, but for the ratings, you had one 1-star and one 5-star, and you actually did great. Anyone who was doing a curve would be very proud of Jesse. He had 5 2-stars, 5 4-stars, and 4 3-stars. So right there, perfect curve.
Good.
Sylvan the Meanie had a 1 1-star, 8 2-stars, 4 3-stars, 2 4-stars, and 1 5-star. So I guess I'm living up to my reputation there. And that is both E's and F's for the record. But yeah, I think you just look back at those journeys. They were such great songs. And of course, my millennium was made by having mom come and talk to us. Thank you so much for letting us talk together and share all those stories about us. We had Jamie join us again. He is so much fun whenever he comes to talk Hyatt with us. So great guest. I feel great conversations as always. What about you?
Yeah, I really loved Levi has been on the podcast on Set Lessing Bruce a couple of times, and he's just one of my favorite people. And I really felt, as a musician and as a Hyatt newbie, I loved his discussion of Feel Like Rain. And then without even realizing it, he grew up in Lafayette, Louisiana. So we all three have a Louisiana connection. And so that I thought was a really special. I also love the diversity of, as you talked about, this is a 30-year span.
Yeah.
And the beauty of doing this alphabetically, like if you were doing albums in a row, that it would be a little more thematic maybe. But the randomness of last week, we could write a song that we could talk about a song that was written perhaps in the 70s. And 2 weeks before that, it was a song in the 90s or the aughts. And that randomness just really makes it fun.
It really does, jumping back and forth. And I feel that is proving our thesis of John is just one of the best singer-songwriters out there, and that he has been for decades, because you can jump from 1980 Face the Nation to 1983 Falling Up to Father Stars. And it, like, you never really feel like, oh, this is a completely different person that we're talking about.
Yeah.
His themes, his cleverness of phrase, and that great relationship that he has to the music and the rhythm and the melody, it stays every step of the way.
Yeah, and I think also more, I think you talked about, you sent me the numbers, we were in sync a little bit more than we are in some letters this time, correct?
We're almost always within a point of each other.
Yeah.
And yes, all you people saying, oh, Sylvan's the mean one, I was the one who was a point lower than you. I don't think you ever went lower than me, but...
But I have in the past.
Yeah, not just not in the letter F.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there, as I'm looking at the numbers, there is not anything that I would disagree with, any of my numbers. How about you? Is there anything that after some time you may go, okay, maybe I would have changed that number?
I don't think so. I do feel that this experience, now that we're this far into the podcast, that it has really taught me that what I always knew, that there is the song and then there is your relationship to the song. Like you were talking about the connection with Louisiana, and of course, all of us were going to rate Feels Like Rain a 5-star. And maybe someone who remembers what the political world was like when Face the Nation was released or had a special connection to 2-Bit Monsters, the album, would have rated it higher than we did. But I think that's okay. And we're not claiming to be rock critics with journalistic integrity. I don't know if there is such a thing, because music is subjective. And we have said from the start that we love John, and this is a project that we are taking on out of love. To me, it's just really focusing in on all of these songs are shaped by where I was when I first heard them and what kind of connection I might have had after them. Because Feels Like Rain was something that I listened through all my childhood. Did it even get stronger a connection after having heard it in Jazz Fest and standing in the muddy field covered in rain with a man I love? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did. How could it not?
Yeah. I didn't give Blue Telescope a 5. I would have thought I would have given it a 5.
Oh, because, you're looking way back.
Yeah, because the reason why is I remember him telling that story about playing in Houston the night before, and that ran a lot back to me. To move it over to Bruce for a moment, there are a lot of people that cannot stand Waiting on a Sunny Day. Partly because the little kid gets on stage back in the past 2 or 3 tours, he would have anywhere from a 4 or 5-year-old kid sing the chorus on Waiting on a Sunny Day. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the kid wasn't good and everything. Mm-hmm. And it didn't bother me because I figured Bruce was just ready to be a grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
But The Rising was the first album I bought, and that was my first tour I saw Bruce live, so that has a special place for me. And I also have a memory of I was going to Dragon Con for the first time, which is a pop culture.
I know what Dragon Con is. Yeah, so, and I'm very jealous that you've gone. That's on my bucket list.
Yeah, so it's on Labor Day. It's in downtown Atlanta. It's over 5 or 6 hotels. It is one of, if not the biggest fan-run science fiction pop culture conventions. And it is part of the ritual. It is a 2 or 3 hour in line to get your ticket. And I had an MP3 player back. That's the first time I went. And I had Waiting on a Sunny Day like 2 or 3 times on repeat, because I'm just bopping along and waiting. And so when I hear Waiting on a Sunny Day, I think of my first Dragon Con, and it's a 5-star song to me, even though other people might go, no, it's a piece of crap. The other thing is, when the second time I saw Bruce live, he told the story. He said, sometimes you just want to be Smokey Robinson and you just want to write a piece of pop. And so Waiting on a Sunny Day is me just trying to write a piece of pop.
Okay.
You know, and
it makes perfect sense. Yeah.
And I'm sure there will come up. Slugline's going to be a 5. It was my first John Hiatt song. It's just going to be a 5. You can just book it right now because of all that memories with Rick and everything.
Yeah,
I'm just going to do that. And so I do love part of this journey is that the other thing that surprises me is if we had started this, I would have said there'll be exceptions, but overall, songs before Riding with the King on those albums, there'll be exceptions, but overall, they're going to be rated lower than albums after Riding with the King, right? This is where he's really, I think,
coming
Riding with the King.
Own.
Yeah. Warm Into the Ice Age, maybe a little, but then he really hits it.
Mm-hmm.
We have had one star songs from Modern Era, and I would have
from
never
Modern
thought
Era.
That.
Yeah.
I would have never because thought that.
And I don't know if this is because of the way that we consume media now. I think the modern era, you don't think of listening to the entire album the way that you once did.
Yeah.
And that, oh, that's the weak link on that album. I say that a one-star scar is something that you might skip. It's a heck of a lot easier to tap your thumb on the MP3 player or the dashboard of your car or your phone than it was to...
Yeah.
Punch down on the fast forward button of the tape deck and hope that you get the right spot to stop and so forth.
Yeah.
So yeah, look, Father Stars, I just don't think about it. I forget about it.
Yeah.
And then I think about the fact that I love the Tiki Bars Open as an album. And again, it's still a great song, but it's not as great as everything else that we could putting out there in John's catalog. Yeah.
So coming up, we are doing the G's. We're going to start shortly. There are, according to this, 10 G's. Yeah, we're going to $10,000. Yeah. And there's a couple of them that I am really looking forward to talking about it. And I think this will be a lot of fun. Here is a good time to say, we are always looking for a third voice. Sylvan and I have a blast when it's just her and I. We fill the episode, I hope, in an entertaining and positive way with just her and I discussing it. But I always think it's fun to have a third voice. And I'll urge you, I've said this before, you don't have to wait for your favorite song. You can just look at your alphabet. We are going to give you the website, the spreadsheet. Pick a song you haven't spent a lot of time with. And maybe Good Girl, Bad World, just on 2-Bit Monsters, maybe, right? Haven't you spent a lot of time on that? Talk with it. And come visit
I bet
us.
Sometimes you forget how great God's Golden Eyes is because it's on the gorgeous Crossing Muddy Waters album. And we're going to be talking about Gone from Crossing Muddy Waters too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of meat in those lyrics. So we
there
can definitely
is.
Have some fun discussion.
Yeah. Linda is trying to work up the courage to join us on Hauling Down the Cumberland. She loves that song. And so she doesn't know if she's going to, but she's thinking about it. How bad's the coffee coming up in H, right? Like what a fun song. So
We can't talk about H songs without saying, Have a Little Faith in Me is out there. We had talked when we first started this journey, we got a lot of people saying, oh, I'd love to talk about Have a Little Faith. And when we started, it was like, oh my God, that's so far away. Now it's here we are. It feels like summer is far away, but we'll be talking about it this summer.
Yeah.
So it is not too early to put your hat in the race for that. I really think it would be lovely if we had a bunch of people calling in with little stories about that. Everyone who's had it as their wedding song, go ahead and give us a little audio clip if you don't want to actually sit in on an episode. And there's only so many people who can actually fit in a Zoom and have it kind of work, but go ahead and tell us.
Yeah, let us know, and we will try to work on that. I'm okay with if we can have 4 or 5 people in a round table,
I think the mix would be lovely. Or there's nothing to say. We get to make the rules. We could do 2 episodes of Have a Little Faith, a round table show.
I absolutely do think that would be good. We could actually do that, and I've done that, and now then this will get cut off when. Like I did an open, like on a Saturday morning, I just had an open Zoom and just, I ended up having like 15, 20 people come in, drop off, talking about Bruce and their buying tickets and everything. So I know we could come up something like that. That would be fun.
That's a great idea. I love
yes.
it.
Yeah, that would be really good. Okay, great. So I didn't do the math, but is this about the same number of songs we normally have on an alphabet?
It is only because we combined E and F for our recap, we're only 5 songs in. But yeah, okay. I think it's a little bit shorter. There were a lot of A's, 14 A's. We're not mathematicians, people.
Yeah,
14 B's and C's.
Okay.
14. Wow, that's weird.
Yeah, that is. John is really good. When he's writing, he goes, he's got a spreadsheet. Oh, I haven't had a J in a while. Okay, I've got to do a J song.
17 D's, so it got inconsistent there. And yeah, I don't think he does have a lot of J songs.
Yeah.
So
good.
Yeah.
So that is our plea. That is our plea for you people to join us. We want you to join us. We would love to do that. You can, when you go to the John Hiatt fan page, you will see people posting that we are warm and inviting, that we would love to have you join us, and you will have fun. I promise you will have fun. So
that's the only reason we're here.
Yes.
Because we love John Hiatt and we find it fun to talk about him.
Yes. So as I'm recording this, next Friday, I see Lily. When we do our next recording, we will do a little segment of me giving the Lily review like you did a couple of weeks ago.
And then a week after that, I see her again because I'm a spoiled brat.
Good for you.
Yes.
That's perfect.
My partner didn't get to see her when she was in Boston, which was the closest show to Vermont. And we were scheduling a trip to see some of his buddies and another musician that I really admire in Oregon. So we're going to see her on the opposite ocean.
Really, how fun. That would be great. That's good. All right. Any final thoughts?
Just have a little faith.
Have a little faith. Be safe. Be kind. We'll talk to you soon. Goodbye.
Bye. Baby, we can come on home. Put the cow horns back on the